Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts dealing with the Endangered Species Act. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Over the past couple of programs, we've been discussing the inability for the Bureau of Land Management to finalize their plans for land management changes with regard to the greater sage-grouse. We've noted that we'll have to see what transpires under the new Trump administration and how the intended BLM plan will be dealt with going forward. It's important to remember that the greater sage-grouse isn't actually listed under the Endangered Species Act, and that most of what's been done over the past 20 years has been oriented to conservation measures trying to keep the birds from being listed. We couldn't help but miss the comments that our friends with the Red River Farm Network reported in their recent newsletter concerning the comments that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum offered in his Senate Confirmation Committee hearing on becoming the next Secretary of Interior. Burgum, according to the report, was asked about the use of the Endangered Species Act. You raise a very important issue, which is the weaponization of federal rules that are meant to actually protect the wildlife, he said. He then went on to make a very valid point by saying it's a legal weapon and it's being used for fundraising and it's used for groups that are just trying to block our nation's progress. It's good to know that someone who aspires to be the Secretary of Interior has this kind of insight and understanding. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.